The King's Landing Wharf is now open to vehicular traffic following the completion of repairs after damage caused by ice earlier this year. Previous weight restrictions are in place as posted. Additional work will take place this fall to improve the ice protection around the wharf, says a news release from the city. See. Ice buildup closes King's Landing Wharf. The wharf was closed to vehicles in March as a precautionary measure following strong westerly winds the spring that caused an ice pileup from Lake Nipissing. A detailed structural analysis was done once the ice melted, although North Bay City Council members unanimously approved the nearly $95,000 contract to repair damage. At that time, Deputy Mayor Tanya Vrabosh told her colleagues, "We know King's Landing is not in the best of shape. It's a band-aid solution. At some point, once we get Kastellholm figured out, we've got to take a look at the long-term plan for King's Landing." See. King's Landing under the microscope in July 2019, an environmental assessment valid for 10 years was recommended in committee, and later approved at the council level, for King's Landing, leaving options open for future redevelopment. Mayor Al MacDonald acknowledged then the King's Landing project might not happen this cycle of council, it may happen in two councils from now. But at least we're leaving all the options open for anybody that sits at the table. See. Band-aid, for King's Landing damage, redevelopment of wharf remains on backburner with files from Stu Campaign.